God for the good work.
That's right. Amen. Well, I'm thankful tonight. I bless the Lord. And, you know, fruit in the Bible is something that's come from it's a reward of God. It said the fruit of her womb is his reward. And brother, Jesus said, I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. And I want you to look with me in that because I want to get it right when I quote this thing that I preach a little tonight. This time, just kind of touched my heart, amen, when I said that and sat down. And I was going to preach on something else, but this I'm going to say a few things about this and just go with it where it ends up. And that's the best I can do. And if I don't follow that, I wouldn't have no unction anyhow. But the Bible said in verse 2, and you tell me now, I want you to study it and think about it. And Jesus is talking about the fruit that comes from the branch and the vine, the true vine. He said, every branch in me, Jesus said, I am the true vine. The vine has the branch. And Jesus is the vine. And, of course, we're the branch. And this is what he said, and you read it for yourself as I read it. In verse 2, every branch in me that beareth, notice this, beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And I'm interested in that, and I don't really know what all that means. I've read a lot of different things down through the years, and I've never been much satisfied with what other men's wrote that really gave me a peace in my heart. I don't know if it's talking about works here. I don't know what, as far as bearing fruit. I do know that a person that's saved will bear fruit. I know that's right. He said that some bear 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold when it comes down to fruit. Amen. If you look up that word taketh, it also means to hold up. And if you look in the concordance and study it out, it means to hold up, and then it means to take away. And so I've read some where it's talking about here that they don't bear fruit, that he puts them to the side, put on the shelf. I've read that. I've read that some said it was Judas Iscariot, and I don't know. I'm just telling you, friend, tonight that I know that God is a fruit-bearing God. He bears fruit. The Bible said here, every branch that beareth, he said, in every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And then he said, you're clean through the words which I spoken unto you, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And so we know that this is the truth tonight, that everything God has, he wants it to increase. He wants it to bring fruit. Them two that got married yesterday are fruit. They come from the thank God from you and Brother Todd, Miss Jennifer, and then Jessica come from Joel and Shauna, and their children of theirs are all springs. Amen. They're theirs, and now they come together, and this is just the way it goes. And then thank God they bear fruit, and that's just the way it is. That's just God's plan and way. And this thing of spiritual fruit is a spirit work. Fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And everything of that is a God work. I cannot produce this. It's a God work. Amen. And it takes God to produce something through a man. It can't be. He said, without me, you can do nothing. In the fact, in the beginning, thank God, wasn't it the fruit? Amen. That Eve or the woman took and gave to the man. And I don't know all about that. Thank God. But I'll say this, that it did deal with fruit. Amen. It dealt with something that God, I don't understand it. It was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That this fruit or this thing, it opened their eyes. That they committed a sin, disobeying God, that their eyes were open. It's something that they did that opened their conscience and opened their eyes, that they now are sinners. It was revealed to them by that consciousness that now they
way, my friend. Thank God we're naked before God. Before they were not ashamed in the state of innocence, or my friend, made a perfect people. But now they're awakened to the fact, their conscience is awakened, that they've sinned against God. And brethren, the Bible said, amen, they hid themselves amongst what? The trees of the garden. I always wondered about this, and I'm just preaching what comes to me. But you know, I'm not going to get too deep tonight that I can't get out. But I will say this, something happened more than what we really know, I believe. I know God give us what he wants us to know. But I even think about this, how did they reach the fruit? Amen, on the tree. How big was the tree? If it was literal, amen, a literal tree, amen, how were they that tall? Did God make men in them days tall? Amen. I don't know. I mean, I've read that. I've read where men were 10 feet and 12 feet tall. I've read even some higher than that. In fact, there's some writings down through the days. Amen. You ever wonder these things? I mean, just think about this thing. Amen. How that God, my friend, amen, he give this garden to this man. He had everything that he needed. Thank God. But a woman, then he put him to sleep and gave this man, Adam, a woman. Thank God, to fulfill him and complete him and be his helpmeet. Amen. And listen, he used that. Listen, what was the first thing God told him? He said, go replenish the earth. Amen. Bring some other children in. Amen. That, what is that? That's fruit. Amen. That's the way God is. He's a God of increase. What does he want from my life tonight? He wants me to have increase in my life. He wants me to produce some things. But the only way I can tonight is to be hooked in the him. And the only way I can bring forth spiritual fruit, thank God, is to be hooked into the vine. The vine, my friends, where the source is. It's what brings fruit on my, thank God, on my branch. And I know tonight, thank God, listen, life tonight is a wonderful thing. Brethren, but I'm telling you, when you know, amen, what God wants you to do, and you know, thank God, you're doing it, I'm telling you, that's the height of Christianity, is to know you're doing what God wants you to do tonight, amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, we find the very purpose of God for your life, and know this is God's will, brother, for your life. I'm telling you, that's the best thing you know. When you know that, thank God, you can rest good. Amen. That's right. I said the other day, I think joy is different from happiness. I think joy is a product of the Holy Ghost. That God, it's a fruit of the Spirit. What is the fruit? It ain't fruits of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. It's something that God produces in a man. I never had love for the brethren. I never had love for God until I was born again of his Spirit. And that fruit, thank God, comes out in me. It don't, listen, it's not forced out. It flows out. It's what it is. An apple tree known by the fruit. Amen. Listen, an apple tree is as naturally brought forth on an apple tree. Thank God. That's just the way it is, as love is in a child of God. Love, joy. Thank God. There's gladness of heart. There's some joy in my soul. Amen. I think the night happiness is, my friend, thank God, something you have to do. I really believe that, listen, it's a choice. Can I say that? Something that you desire and you choose. Thank God for things in your life that, amen, that you're happy. Thank God, friend, listen. There's not a lot of things that make us happy, but there are some things. But, brethren, when we're tied into the vine, there'll be joy. Amen. Paul said, amen, talked about rejoicing. And then one writer said, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's just something God does. Amen. Listen, when God blesses and works in us, there's a fruit tonight. Thank God. That makes us glad. When we see him, we're glad. Amen. When we hear from him, we're glad. Amen. We never had joy before, but when we got born again, joy came in. Amen. It's a produced thing by the Spirit in your branch. He said, peace We have peace with God, but there's a peace of God. That means that we have rest within us. That means that we have a calmness within us. We have, thank God, tranquility. We have that, thank God, that a peace that God only can give to the inward man. That you can rest, thank God. Amen. And brethren, that is a fruit of God tonight. Amen. And he said, long suffering. We learn that God's a suffering long, and we to have long suffering. Where my friend used to not. Amen. We had a hatred and anger and things, my friend, didn't come. We didn't suffer long. I'm glad God's long suffering. And there's a fruit in us that's long suffering. There's goodness in us. There's gentleness in us. Amen. There's faith in us. Amen. Listen. Thank God there's things in us tonight. A brother that only the fruit. Thank God's there because the Spirit's there. And we're hooked into God himself. And every Christian ought to have some of that on them, amen. That's right, everybody ought to see that somewhere in your life, in my life. Amen, you're the Bible they read. It's not all what you say, it's how you live and what you do. Amen, if you're going to move people and have fruit in your life, there's things that's going to be produced by God himself. Amen, that's right, brother, are you hearing me? And listen, Jesus, thank God, was our example. He said it this morning, I prayed that prayer too. I said, Lord, help me to love people the way you do. Amen, listen, all them sinners out there, have you ever forgot where he brought you from, where you were? How you were, how I was, as such a wretched, a sinner, a lost without God, had nothing in my life that pleased him. Amen. Still can't please him apart from him. Everything, Brother Todd, that pleases the Father is through the Son. Thank God, that's why he came to live within us. Amen. Listen. Amen. God made men. Amen. God made God us. Thank God to bring glory to him. But he knew we couldn't less. He put his own self in us, in his Spirit, I'm telling you tonight. That's the only way you please God. That's the only thing God's satisfied with. But there is fruit in people's life. Amen. You take this thing tonight. It was fruit in the garden. Amen. She even told the devil, lest you touch it. She said, I don't supposed to touch it. God didn't say that. He said, don't eat it. Don't partake of it. Don't listen. Be a partaker. My friend tonight, I ain't got him something that God said don't take. And brethren, listen. But there are some things we are to take. There are some things that we can do in the Spirit. I said that and I'll say it again tonight. God's only satisfied with what he does. He ain't satisfied with my hands. Amen. Unless I'm producing something that he's producing through me. For it's God that worketh in me most to will and do his good pleasure. I thought about today. I just thought about this. I said, really, the only one that's good is him. Really, when it comes down to it, the only one that's good to him is him. There's no such thing. Amen. He did say Barnabas was a good man. He did say that. Amen. He said, he did say in the book of Psalm, he did say that the good man steps ordered by the Lord. He did say that. Amen. But then he got in Romans and read the verdict of every sinner, and he said, there's none that doeth good, no, not one. He only said that with them where they abided. The word abide means to remain or stay there, because you can't bear fruit unless you abide in the true vine, and that's the only way you can have it. And brother, tonight, I'm telling you, he is so merciful. I'm telling you, he's so good. Thank God, he extends to us that he might do his will. Amen. Thank God. Brother, even when we not abiding the way we ought to, he still ain't got to bear fruit, because it's his will to bring glory to his name. Amen. What he said, he might be glorified. He said, God's glorified in that. And brethren, that's right. He is glorified in that. Amen. Listen, he's glorified in them little old children. That's right, brother. Thank God. Amen. These boys and these girls. Amen. They come up. It's just God. Listen, we ought to love them tonight. We ought to put our time to them tonight. They're a product of God. Amen. They came from from the mom and dad. Amen. Listen, what about them wayward children tonight? back. Hey, listen, friend, they still loved. Amen. They're still yours. Amen. They're still mine. They're still whoever's. Amen. Listen, God still knows where they're at. Listen, friend, are you hearing me tonight? I'm so saddened about the church world. Amen. They don't take people for who they are. I'm not talking about, amen, going against taking in unnatural things. But brethren, listen, amen, there's people out there tonight. And can I say this in my vernacular that I know it's not biblical, but it is what I say tonight, that fella is, amen, they are good people, amen. There are some good people in this world. Far as man's standard, far as man, thank God, their nature and things like that, they might not be saved. But brother, I like to invest in them. I want to put time in them. I want to sow in them. I want to be a blessing to them. Amen. You don't have to preach to everybody tonight. You don't have to say everything you need to say. Amen. Listen, it's him that works it in. You got to do it in his time and his will. There's seasons in life, and your tree will bring forth in that season. Amen. God have mercy. I know people tonight, thank God, no, don't hold this wrong. But brethren, I don't have to preach if God don't want me to. Somebody said, well, did you preach salvation to him? I said, I preached what God told me. I've had preachers ask me, is any lost people here tonight? I said, well, probably is. I said, just preach what God tells you. I ain't going in a church and asking the preacher what he wants me to preach. I've had preachers tell me what they thought I ought to preach because I didn't preach what he wanted me to preach. I preached one night on the simplicity of Christ in a revival meeting and used the book of God and said that we've got away from the simplicity of Christ, it's the singleness of Christ. He come to me after and he said, these people need to know they got to come to the end of themselves. And I said, well, they'll know that if Christ gets into them. Amen. These people can't come to the end of themselves unless the Holy Ghost brings them to the end of themselves. You hearing me tonight? Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ, him crucified. There's no better message in this Bible, and really there's no other message in this Bible but the Son of God. Everything else flows from him. Everything else, instructive preaching, comes from him. Everything. Robert taught on 1 John this morning. Amen. Talked about love not the world, neither the things of the world. Amen. Listen. The reason we don't want to love the world, we love him. Amen. That's where it all comes from, friend. It's just a fact. Really, I think tonight we've tried to institute legalities on us, amen, and what it's done is, listen, it's cramped people, it's bounded people, and brother tonight, it's liberty. I've been called to liberty. Amen. I can't be the man God wants me to be if I can't do it in liberty, amen. He said, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, being untangled again with the yoke of bondage. It's chapter 5, verse 1. I made that mention of that verse 4. Amen. He said, you've fallen from grace. And that meant that they've got away from that. Have you been made perfect by works? Who have bewitched you? Who's fascinated you? Who's, my friend, took you away from the way of God? Hey, listen, the whole thing is, he knows, listen, an impure gospel makes my friend, thank God, listen, it can't be saved. If the truth hadn't been preached, the truth's the only thing that'll make a man free. I cannot complicate the gospel. I'm telling you tonight, you're a sinner and he's the Savior. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And you can't come no other way but by him unto the Father. That's the gospel. He is the gospel. Christ died for our sin according to the scriptures. God was buried on the third day, rose again. Brother, it's still right. It's still the way. It don't change over the years. It still brings fruit if we'll stay with it. Amen. It don't change. You can't change the system of God. This world's tried to change the system of God with all these inventions. How children's brought into this world. I saw the other day, I don't remember exactly what they're trying to do, but they're mixing with humanity and animals. And listen, it's reprobation. It's just reprobation. It's all it is, reprobation. Brother, it's worthless. It's no good. God set it up for a mama and a daddy to get together. Amen. And brother, listen, his seed and her will womb. God brings that seed in, and by the miracle of God, he conceives that in the womb. Are you hearing me? That's God's way. Amen. Listen, that's right. The seed of man and God going into the woman. You know what a miracle is? Well, if you look up the word miracle, it means supernatural. It means wonder. But can I give you the definition of miracle in hideology? I was blind, now I see. That's a miracle. You're looking at a miracle. I was thinking about that this afternoon. I said, what? How could anybody explain a miracle? You can't explain a miracle. You declare a miracle. A miracle is already taking place in you and through the power of God. Listen, a miracle is a work of God, friend. It don't happen in a system. It don't happen, my friend. This ain't God in man's doing this and doing that. It happens because he does it. He does it. That's a miracle. That's God putting me in that vine, and I'm a branch tonight. And brother, listen, God wants fruit on my branch. And brother, listen, he's the one that sees the fruit. People say, well, I can judge it by the fruit it bears. Really? Have you judged your tree? Amen. You ain't got no room to judge nobody else's tree. Amen. Let me ask you something tonight. I'm a New Testament believer. I believe the inward work of God is the Holy Spirit working in man, bringing him to Christ. He births him in the family. God becomes a new creature within. It does manifest outwardly in the fruit of God. But let me ask you something tonight. How can you see in that? You cannot look in an individual's heart and really tell how much they really have this fruit. You say, well, it manifests. Sure, it manifests. But there's time it manifests. A tree don't bear fruit year round. There's winter times in a man's life that it has to die. To bring back in that springtime, and it gets warm, amen. And that sap gets up in the trees, and they begin to bloom, amen. And before you know it, thank God, here it comes. Here comes what? Thank God that produce come. That's why we say what they call it, a produce stand. Why they call it that? Because it was produced, amen. It wasn't them, brother. And even though they was used to plant things, and even though they put trees out, amen, it's still the fruit. Thank God that they could not produce. But by the system of God, the seed is within itself, and the seed brings forth. Brother, it's amazing. Brother, it's so simple. Amen. It's so simple. Think about that. You plant a seed, something comes up. Amen. That's the act of God. He just does it. You can't figure that out. How can you figure out tonight that you plant something in a garden or the ground, and here all of them ain't got over a while, here it comes up. You can't produce that. That's just the God of heaven's way. That's how he set it up. That's how he set the church up. Amen. The church is born again conversions. As God does it. Amen. It ain't trying to build a big church. It's not trying to get people to make a profession. It's not trying to get people to join with us. Amen. Listen. It's God that does it, friend. He don't need a lot. He just needs us. Amen. That's fruit. Amen. Paul said this. He said, you're the seal of my apostleship. What is fruit? If he said in John 15 that he that abides in me and I him bringing forth fruit, much fruit. What is the fruit right there he's talking about? I think it is visible production in our lives. I'm not going to say it's all dealing with people being affected to be saved, but it has that involved. It really does. But I'll say this, it affects people. Love affects people. Joy affects people. Peace that people see in your life. That lady up there where said you come up there. Listen, Brother Danny told me this the other day. It's a lady comes up there and helps him clean his apartment. And they go to church right down here. And she said to him, she said, you know, I've talked to you and I see you. And she said to him, she said, I don't think I got the peace you got. Amen. He testified to her. Listen, the peace of God, friend, is lived. Amen. It's lived, Brother Danny. Thank God. You don't have to put a t-shirt on to say I'm saved. You don't have to say honking if you love Jesus. Amen. It don't work like that. It's a manifestation of God through an individual that brings forth fruit. Amen. Listen, ain't God Jesus' friend. Amen. Had some brothers, amen, some men of his own. Ain't God that went out and they went out and preached the gospel. And through the gospel, there's fruit that come from it. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Faith coming by hearing, that's a fruit. Faith coming by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. That's the sowing of the seed. It said he sowed the seed on four grounds. Only one of them brought forth what? Fruit. Fruit. Amen. Think about this. I thought about, you know, this going through that yesterday, Vern. I thought, it's amazing. I mean, here y'all, I mean, it's just amazing, Brother Keith. Here's your daughter sitting here that's got a salvation, confession of faith that has a desire for God. Yes. And here's another young man that same testimony of salvation and a desire for God, and you didn't produce it.
That's right.
But you had an effect in it.
Sure.
Because you was into the vine. And let me say, I can say this. Your prayers that God unctionized and give you the grace to do brought forth fruit.
Yep.
That man that sat beside you on this pew this morning, how many years did we pray, and you certainly prayed and lived the godly life in front of him and had, thank God, a good balanced attitude about things. Amen. It sat right beside her this morning. Amen. Mr. Patrick, praise God. Amen. Agree with me when I'm up here preaching. And I remember a day, praise God. Amen. That he wouldn't have really been fond of me preaching like that. But brethren, listen. That's fruit, brethren. That's what I'm talking about. It does have an effect. It's fruit. Amen. It's just the way it is, Brother Robert. It brings fruit. There's things that do, but it didn't happen right then. Thank God it happened. Thank God when, brethren, amen, God brought forth the fruit that had been brought sown. Amen. That's what I'm talking. That's what he's talking about right there. That's what he's talking about, Brother Danny. That's what he's talking about. Amen. The word, he said, my word abide in you. My words abide in you. In other words, this is what he's saying right there. Them words that you live by. Amen. Buddy, I tell you, I feel like the lowest man there is. We was coming up the steps yesterday there at the thing, and old Pastor Patrick, we was walking up there together, and I said, buddy, it's a good little wedding, wasn't it? He said, yeah, it sure was. He said, you know, I don't think I... He said, I about respect you about as much as any man I know. That's what he said. And I thought, oh, my goodness. If he knew me, he wouldn't say that. That's right. But I'm telling you, friend, are you hearing me? That takes years for people to see something in your life. It takes years for people to see that this thing's real. Sure it does. It just don't happen all of a sudden. There's something that they see in your life that they know that you don't, even though you're not condemning them because they're already condemned. And God, Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn, but I come to save. And it's not condemning, but they know that your life is different. And you're not trying to be better than them. Amen. You're just trying to live for God in a humility and love and the fruit of God. Hey, listen, God brings forth it that way. Thank God. A lot of times we get weary in well doing, but he said, What did he say? Be not weary in well doing, but you shall what? Reap. Amen. If you faint not. What he said. It's a blessing, ain't it? That little old mama sit back there today. Brother, listen. She was a good religious person, but she didn't have no God. But she was a good mama. I'm telling you, that woman was a good mama. I mean, she took care of me and my brother. She knew what motherhood was. I mean, she took care of us. But she wasn't saved. Brother, I got saved, and I mean it just, brother, and I'm telling you, it just like a light was turned on, son. I mean, in the whole crowd. I mean, I told them, I was bolder then, I guess. Amen, but listen, I done what I knew, and I done it in simplicity, and I done it with a right motive. And I told her and Daddy both, I said, look, God saved me. They come hear me preach a little old message one time, buddy. I tell God, amen, son, I tell you, it affects them, brother. Amen, my life affected them. It affected them. It affected my grandpa, that's on the Lord. It was an effect of God. That's what I'm talking about, this fruit. That's what he's saying, abide in me and praise God, just hook into me and remain with me and stay here and live for me. And it'll start bringing some fruit forward, brother. Listen, amen. It'll happen. It does. And she got saved. Early in the morning she did and got born again. And it was a miraculous grace of God that done it, brother. But listen, if he brings forth fruit, that's his desire. He wants to produce something. Amen. And he does. But he does it through his people this morning. And that's the only way you're going to get it done. He does it. He's the one that does it. I'll say it again. If he gets in glory, it's him doing it. It's him doing it. He ain't gonna never say, he said, he even got down there in 1 Corinthians 3, and I'm about through. 1 Corinthians 3, he said this. He said, we're Paul, I'm Apollos, I'm a Cephas, and of Christ. And he got down there in chapter 3, and he got tough with them. Paul did, I mean, tough with the Corinthians. He said, I'm gonna tell you this. He said, they're not anything. That's what he said. Read it. He said, they're not anything but ministers that God gave to every man. He said, because they're sowing the seed and they're bringing forth the fruit that I'm bringing forth through them. Brother, fruit's in the Bible, man. You ever read Philippians 4? When Paul, thank God, them Philippians kept giving to him. They kept giving to him. And Paul said this. He said, I don't desire the gift, but I desire what? Fruit. That it what may abound to your account. I think we've got the mindset that we've got to have all these people, and it's only one person. One person can change a whole lot of things if they get hungry for God. I mean, these young men in here, who knows what God might do with them? It's just one person, Brother Robert. One person before God sent a flood by the name of Noah built an ark for the saving of his house. And we're looking at all these numbers instead of when God was interested in that one person. Amen, that one right there. Everybody got saved individually. It wasn't a package deal. It was an individual salvation. And I'm going to tell you this, brother, listen. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't, brother, listen. Thank God it wasn't by chance. It was by the will and purpose of God. And God said, when that seed was sown in an individual's heart and that fruit finally come forth, amen, he could have saved you sooner than he did. It wasn't his purpose at that time. That's right. It was when you got born again is when he birthed you. And when I got born again, that's when he birthed me. That's right, brother. But the whole purpose of God was to save an individual, thank God, to bring him glory and bring forth fruit in their life. And our life ought to affect somebody and bring forth more fruit. And then he said, I purge that limb that it bring forth more fruit. I got to prune it. And then if they'll abide more in me and stay with me, I'll bring forth much fruit. Isn't that a same fruit? More fruit, much fruit. It's a picture of a progression of growth in an individual. And they have more compassion. They have more love. Amen. We all have love, it's just how much do we have. We all have peace, how much do we have? There are some people don't have a lot, but they got some. They got some fruit. Amen. There are some people, I mean, they got long suffering. Some people got a lot of it. Amen. That's just the way it is. It's the workings of God in your life. I think about that fruit of the Spirit over there. Against such there's no law, brother. Amen. It's the goodness of God, friend. And bless the Lord for it. Thank God, buddy. I want to grow. I want to grow. I want to learn more about him. I want to get into it. I want to be more for him. I tell you, ain't nothing like, I'll say this and I'm through. There's nothing like living in the Spirit. Nothing. When you feel that Holy Ghost, I'll tell you this. I was telling Brother Danny today, that brother that runs Ace Tire down there in Rockwell, I stopped down there. I had a little low leak in the tire, and he come out there and fixed it. And he was telling me about his wife. He's been having a broke back, and his daughter just had a head-on collision.
He said he's been through a whole lot, you know. He's a preacher. He's a holiness preacher. And but he got to go to meeting because he's got to take care of his wife. And I said, let's just pray. I mean, we stood out there in the parking lot. And we kind of just joined arms and we prayed. And I did. I prayed out loud. He was agreeing with me. And after I prayed, I felt the liberty, you know what I'm saying? And when I got in the car, man, I sat in that car. I said, praise God. I felt the power. I mean, I just felt the power. And this is what I look at when I feel the power. There was a connection somewhere. You know, there was a connection. Some prayers I feel good liberty and I say, thank you, Lord. But some prayers I say the power is still here. I feel the connection. That's what I'm talking about. Make an effect in people's lives. However God chooses to use you to do it, it brings forth fruit. That's what it's about. God bless us. Amen with that. Thank God. My wife went by her aunt's tonight. She's the only one left in her mama's family. Took her a little something. Had some nice words with her. What you saying, preacher? It affected her. Brother, and that's why we're here, Brother Danny. Listen, I'm not here to eat, even though I like doing it. That's part of it. You're going to have to do it to live. I'm not here just to sleep, even though I like to sleep. I'm not just here to go try to make a living. I'm here, whatever I'm doing, to glorify Him, that it might bring forth fruit and bring glory to God. That's what it's about. Isn't that right? That's a blessing. Thank God. I appreciate you hearing us stand tonight. Amen.